Okay, it's what day is it? It's Thursday. It's 20 to 5, and I'm just waiting for at Chris Ogle and at Otis Ogle to come back to me on Skype for some stuff that we're discussing. So I thought I'd do a quick boo. And it's the boo I want to do. Let me just turn this music down. The boo I want to do today is something that's been emailed to me by one of my clients. And it's a really nice story about Buddha, which really I just want to bin the email, but the content is lovely and I want to record it, so I thought I'd just boo it. So here it is. This is a story called Buddha, the Enlightened One. I'm just going to read it. Here we go. The Buddha explained how to maintain compassion. One day, Buddha was walking through the village. A very angry and rude young man came up and began insulting him. "You have no right teaching others," he shouted. "You are as stupid as everyone else. You are nothing but a fake." Buddha was not upset by these insults. Instead, he asked the young man, "Tell me, if you buy a gift for someone and that person does not take it, to whom does the gift belong?" The man was surprised to be asked such a strange question and answered, "Well, it would belong to me because I bought the gift." The Buddha smiled and said, "That is correct. And it is exactly the same with your anger. If you become angry with me and I do not get insulted, then the anger falls back on you. You are then the only one who becomes unhappy, not me. All you have done is hurt yourself. If you want to stop hurting yourself, you must get rid of your anger and become loving instead. When you hate others, you yourself become unhappy. And when you love others, everyone is happy." Oh, lost my place. Oh, there we go. The young man listened closely to these wise words of Buddha. "You are right, O Enlightened One," he said. "Please teach me the path of love. I wish to become your follower." The Buddha answered kindly, "Of course, I teach anyone who truly wants to learn. Come with me." And then this client that sent this through has sent me a little quote, well, a load of quotes actually, but one of these really is kind of cool and fits the story, which is, "If you are right, then there is no need to get angry. And if you are wrong, then you don't have any right to get angry." And that resonates with me because I sometimes find it hard to express myself without getting angry sometimes, and that's stupid and just not very helpful. So all of that is kind of resonated with me. I just thought I'd share it. Okay, that's all for today. Bye.